Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, pop into the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar just below us here is a great bar, and if the weather's nice, you can even sit out the front of the hotel, and the food is to die for. That's the Oasis Bar just below us here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, the message that one of our listeners sent to us earlier on. You should highlight this on your show, because it's a disgrace. My sister and her two kids, who are only 4 and 7, are homeless and are living in a hotel room in such and such a place the past year. They have no kitchen to cook and no garden for the kids to play in. They might be there for another 6 months. I told her she should sue the government for every penny because they are making her live like this. Can you highlight this? Because maybe more families and hotels can sue as well. It's horrible the way they are treating families. And that's from one of our listeners that was... do we know his name, actually? Do we know his name?
Her name.
No, the person who sent this in.
Oh, sorry, no. Well, sorry, we do, but we're not telling the listeners for the moment. Wait.
Okay, yeah, grand. So, he's basically encouraging his sister to sue the state, basically. What do you think of this?
I think that's cutting off the... What's the expression? Cutting off the hand that feeds you, isn't it? And the state... whether you like it or not, actually I will name him because it doesn't really matter, sure doesn't. Noel, the state is providing your sister with a roof over her head, fresh bed sheets every day, food as well.
I would imagine they get fresh bed sheets every day.
Well, whatever, fresh bed sheets every second day or whatever, yeah? Whatever the case may be. They are providing you, your sister, with a roof over her head. And... you want to sue the very people who are providing your sister with a roof overhead. Staying in a hotel, I can't imagine what it's like. In fact, I visited, you have as well, we visited hotel rooms that are housing homeless families, homeless hubs. And it's not nice. It's not an ideal situation bringing up your child. I mean, I think we're very lucky. My young fella, he's having a play day today and one of his mates is coming over to the house today to play with him in the garden, yeah? If you're staying in a hotel... you actually can't do that. There's lots of things you can't do. You can't have a birthday party and stuff like that. But it is a temporary measure.
And it's not that temporary. He's there. She's there a long time. She's there too long. With two children in a hotel room. Now, as you said, we have visited people living in hotel rooms.
No, it's not ideal at all.
A hotel is meant for a holiday or, a very temporary stay, not to live in. You can't cook for yourself.
No.
You can't do anything. But just sleep.
But it's better than the alternative, which is sleeping rough. In any other country, you'd be sleeping under a bridge on a motorway. So... as ideal as it is. And anyway, suing the government, okay? If she sues the government, and maybe she will after today's topic, if she sues the government, that's going to be more money out of your pocket and my pocket. That's where it comes out of. And yeah. It's not going to improve your situation at all.
Well, maybe it will. Maybe it'll give them a kick up the arse to get her. It is not right that somebody is living in a hotel that length of time.
Maybe
it's just not right.
Maybe give her a kick up the arse to go and get a job.
Who says she didn't have? Who says she doesn't have a job?
We know she doesn't have a job. Sorry, Noel told us she doesn't have a job.
She's got two kids that she's looking after.
Yeah, that's what he said. Because it was the first question I asked. And hopefully we'll talk to Noel before the end of this topic.
And we also did ask him as well, and in fact Anthony asked the question, can the family not stay at Noel's house?
He's in a bed, sis, for God's sake.
Yeah, so no is the answer to that. Rachel has very little sympathy.
Sorry, I can't come on. I've only 10 minutes left at lunch. Just had a look at the post there. If she is living for a year in a hotel room, is a year not long enough to try and save up to get 2 months deposit on a place to rent? There's plenty of options. There's room to let schemes. There's HAP. There's a lot of things out there. She could be another 6 months, yes, of course, in the hotel room. However, if she combined that year of working with the other 6 months, she would be able to do what the rest of us are doing. you know, there's plenty of the squeeze middle people out there who work for a living and are still struggling, and 70 to 80% of their paycheck goes on rent and accommodation. I understand she has two children. I don't. I also made the conscious decision of not having children till I've my own home or my future is a little bit more secure. It may make me sound a little bit heartless, but people can't just be entitled to everything. We do have a housing crisis, we have a rent crisis, but there are jobs out there, there's training out there for everybody. If you're not willing to work, then this is the situation that you're going to be in. If you are working part-time and the cost of childcare is difficult, her youngest child is 4, the child will be in school now come September from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Work part-time, you'll still get your single parents benefit, you'll still get some form of help from the government as well as HAP. There is really no excuse. People have harder lives and try harder, basically.
Right, Rachel. Rachel has it all worked out. She's decided what the problem is.
Here you go. You're here. You're slamming the woman for being for doing things the right way. My God, you have turned. You've turned into an odious little man. You have though.
What for saying that it is?
Hang on a second.
It is patently wrong for somebody to be languishing in a hotel room for a year.
Sorry, she was not tied to a radiator. Don't be making out that she's handcuffed to a radiator and being given a tray of food underneath the door every hour. Would you stop?
Okay. We know the hotel that she's staying in.
Yeah,
the rooms in that hotel are very, very average. Very average.
Oh, sorry. Will I ring the government to get them to put her? Where do you want them? To Shelburne? Is that where she should be?
The rooms are very average. I would not like to be living in one of the rooms in that hotel for a year. Not in a million years would I want to.
Again,
it would be horrible.
Yeah, but you're slamming the woman who just left the message there a second ago who wants to do things the right way, i.e. wait until she has a house before she starts a family, and B, actually save up the money so that she doesn't have to be in a situation where...
As somebody in a WhatsApp there a minute ago said, and they're dead right, you haven't an empathetic bone in your body.
Oh, Fitzy said that, yeah. Thanks, Fitzy, yeah.
You haven't an empathetic bone in your body.
Not true at all.
Where am I going?
By the way, you'll be shocked, because I know what calls are coming on. You'll be shocked by the calls that are coming on for today's talk.
Well, let's see. Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. Well, what do you think? This guy is urging his sister to sue the state for leaving her languishing in a hotel for the last year.
Well, I mean, like, she doesn't work, so why doesn't she move up to Mayo or something? Like, I don't get why does she need to be in Dublin?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. Now, it is a Dublin hotel that she is in, but as I said, this is a very average hotel that she's staying in. It's
not an average hotel, by the way. Adrian's lying.
But
it's
all
not
rooms
an average
in my
hotel.
House are average. You know, I'd love to have a big, lovely, fancy bathroom, lovely, fancy kitchen. You know what? I can't do it. My house is very average because I don't have the money for it. I live within my means, and I still have a mortgage and I pay for my own stuff. Like, what do you mean by average? Like, you know, somebody's going to, like, why aren't I going to sue the government tomorrow now for a lovely king size bed and paneling done everywhere and a new bathroom or stuff like that because my house is very average? There's no right to housing, let alone a right to more than an average house.
Okay, but there should be a right to housing. There should be a constitutional right to housing.
If that was the case, Adrian, if that was the case, I'd just give up my job now, never work again, and just go, give me a house. By the way, yeah, Claire, just Adrian was trying to make out that this was a dingy little rat-infested hotel. I've stayed in this hotel before, and it's in North County Dublin, is all I'll say. It's a three-star
hotel. How many stars is it? Three stars.
It's a three-star hotel, and I'm looking at the photographs of it. Oh, look at that. Lovely conference room.
It's very average.
You know, the rooms are small enough. There's a lovely courtyard out the back where you can eat and have a drink if you want.
And she doesn't work, so her money.
Sorry, Claire. Jeremy, you're looking at a photograph of one of the rooms. Would you want to live in that room for a year?
Well, no, I wouldn't stay there on my honeymoon, obviously, but there's a wardrobe there. There's a nice big television on the wall. It looks like an okay room.
But the thing is, if Jeremy wanted to stay there, right, and he didn't want to stay there for a year, you know what he'd do? He'd go out and get a fucking job. That's if you want better, do better. She could move up to Ballyhorn if she wants to. Why doesn't she? Why does she need to be in Dublin if she has no job?
I don't know why she needs to be in Dublin because I haven't spoken to the woman in question. All I do know is I would absolutely crack up if I was living with two children in that hotel room in North County Dublin. I would crack up.
And you know why you're not? Because you got a job, you have your own house, and you worked for it.
I'm lucky.
You're not. What are you lucky with, Adrian? You didn't grow up in Dublin too, did you?
No, I didn't.
In a big fancy house.
No, I didn't. No.
So it's not lucky. Bettering yourself is not a lucky thing to do. You worked hard. You weren't given these things. So I don't understand how you even think you're lucky. Give yourself more credit than that. You worked hard.
Okay, but the point I'm making is there are 11,000, over 11, is it over 12,000 now, are homeless in Ireland. We have a housing crisis, and I think it is outrageous that somebody is left languishing, and that's what it is, in a hotel.
Languishing.
In a hotel room, in a very, very average. Just think, Jeremy, how claustrophobic you would be living in that room.
Well, you know, you can go out for walks and stuff like that, or as
okay, listen.
Being homeless isn't a choice.
It is a choice if you're choosing to only look for a specific area and you're digging your heels down, saying I want this area in Dublin. That is a choice.
Yeah, you see, I don't. That's where we'd have to agree to disagree. I don't believe homelessness is a choice.
I didn't say it as a blanket statement. I said if you're choosing a specific area and you're digging your heels down and refusing to go to anywhere less than Dublin, in the middle of the city next to all your family and friends, and you don't work and you have no need to stay in Dublin, then that is a choice.
Okay, so you have no sympathy then.
A house in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, you have no sympathy.
I have sympathy for the children who are put in that position. I have total sympathy for the children who don't know any better.
Stay there for one second if you can, please, Claire. Eileen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eileen?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy.
Well, Eileen, what's your view on this? It is disgraceful that this woman has been left with her two kids in a hotel room for a year.
Well, I actually have a bone to pick with that woman who was just talking before me. You know, there's other reasons to stay in Dublin. You know, you can't just leave and go to Mayo. Like, it's a home county, you know. Not a lot of people can just leave.
Why can't you?
Because they could have family here. Or it actually costs money. It costs money to move. It costs money to move, you know, as well.
You have to live next door to your family. The amount of working families who have to go 2-3 hour commutes a day. There's people that commute Limerick to Dublin every day away from their family because they can't afford to live there. So why is a person who works and who can get a mortgage but are priced out of Dublin, why do they not have a right to live in Dublin? Because they work. But someone who doesn't work has a right to live there. That makes no sense.
Yes, but a lot of these people are employed. There is employment in Dublin.
They just went to different counties
because it was better employment.
Is your point?
Like you're saying people who have jobs are leaving the county, but they don't have to leave the county. They have a right to stay with their family.
They can't afford to live in Dublin. They commute. No. They can't afford to live in Dublin. They have to get a house to their family. They're prioritising their family over their livelihood, over their extended family. They're prioritising having a roof over the kids' head, over having a nice location next to the city centre. That's what they're doing. And they're commuting to Dublin every day. So why do they not have a right to live next door to their family in Dublin? But this one does, even though she doesn't work.
Okay, let me ask you, Eileen, your opinion on the fact that this woman has been in a hotel room for the last year and no sign of her getting her forever home anytime soon.
Well, I think that's a horrible thing, but like, it's not like it's horrible. Like, as you're saying, I forget the term, like languishing or something at the hotel. Yeah, like the hotel isn't horrible, you know. Like, they're getting food every day, and like they're free to leave and like go out if they want. Like, it's not a horrible place to stay. Now, I know some of these rooms, I wouldn't want to stay a year in them, but like, you know, it kind of is what it is. Like, there's nothing they can do about it, and it's okay. Like, it's not like they're going to die under starvation.
Okay, so you don't really have an awful lot of sympathy then with this woman and her two kids in this pokey little hotel room for the last year.
Like, I've a bit of sympathy, but like, what's she going to do? Like, suing the government? Like, that sister, like, was it her brother who told her to do that? That's just completely idiotic. I can't believe you'd even think of suing them for giving you a roof over your head and your children food, like, and you want to sue them. That's absolutely just mind-boggling.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Michelle is angry.
When you think you can't hear anymore, she wants to sue the state because the roof overhead they provided generously is not satisfactory. My God, get up off your hole and get a fucking job like everyone else. That's all you have to worry about. No kitchen, no back garden.
And Keith lived in a hotel with his family.
I was in homeless for 6 months. Yeah, we got clean sheets once every week, so it was every Tuesday we would get them. The food was good. The the staff was great. Kids were well looked after. Got a nice house over in the end. As for bringing them to court and bleeding, suing them for giving you a roof over your head, would you rather be out on the streets and living under the tents with the lashings of rain coming down your head? Sunny out now, but the sun doesn't last for long in Ireland.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. We were talking with Claire there a couple of minutes ago, and Claire was arguing that she should move out of Dublin, she should go down the country, she should do whatever, not be moaning easier, and talking about suing the state.
Easier said than done, Adrian. And Jeremy there as well, getting smart. The fact of the matter is, Adrian, nobody, and I mean nobody, with their kids should be living in a box room in a hotel. It's inhumane.
I agree that nobody should be, but unfortunately, needs must, and we have a shortage of housing.
I get that, but the fact of the matter is, everybody is entitled to a house. Everybody. Every Tom, Dick and Hardy on this island of Ireland is entitled to a house. And it's something that you should be privileged to get. You should be getting it. You should be getting it. And that's the end of it. There shouldn't be no argument about this, Adrian. You know, and the fact of the matter is now that people are saying, oh, you should be happy with what you have. What have you got? A miserable fucking life living in a hotel for the last year. It's no wonder people are doing away with themselves, Adrian. Because I know a few people that did do away from themselves because they couldn't fucking face it anymore. God love them. So the fact of the matter is people are doing away from themselves over this. This is how bad this is.
Okay, so when you hear people saying, get up off your arse, get a job and get your own house, what do you say to that?
Well, how is she going to do it if she had two fucking kids? Maybe if she had a place to stay to call home, she could go out and get a part-time job or get a job. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, how can you work in a hotel? How do you operate? How do you even go? How do you even start?
I don't know how anybody could live in these particular hotel rooms because they're very, very basic, very average.
So, John...
Jeremy, you've just been looking at a picture.
John, you believe it's the responsibility of the government, basically, to look after us like we're babies until the day we die. Is that the job?
Okay, I'll say this to you, Jeremy.
No, answer the question, yes or no. Do you believe it's the job?
That's a stupid thing to say.
No, it's not, because that's exactly what you're saying. Treat us like babies.
Everybody's entitled to a house, Jeremy.
Says who?
Everybody's entitled to a house.
Sorry, I work.
We are entitled to a house.
Says who?
Says the only people.
Okay, President John says we're all entitled to a house. So, John, can I just give up my job? I hate going into work in the morning, I have to be honest with you. I'd much rather sleep in bed. Should I just give up my job? Should my wife stop working? And should we just say to the government, hey, Leo, gimme a house?
Is that what you can do it if you want. Nothing stopping you.
If you want to be stupid about this, Jeremy,
I can be stupid back.
No,
there's nothing stopping you from packing your job in tomorrow and going on the fucking road.
There is pride.
John, one of the conversations that's been had in this country in recent years is that housing, a roof over your head, should be a constitutional right. And that it should be written in. Yes. So you agree with that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Of course it should be.
John, there's literally nothing to encourage people to actually go to work then in the morning. You don't realise the hoops that people have to jump through and the sacrifices that people have to make in order to get it.
I do. You're living in a fantasy world.
What do you think would happen if, I'm going to give just a figure off the top of my head, what do you think would happen if 50,000 people who are in my situation, who are paying a mortgage, yeah, and have a job, yeah? If 50,000 of us decided tomorrow, fuck the job, this work thing isn't for me anymore, give me a house. If 50,000 people decided, I want a, give me a house now, what do you think would happen to the country?
Jeremy, you're not making sense here.
That's
just not going to happen. Okay,
let me bring the conversation back.
No, because in John's world, yeah, in John's socialist world, he wants that to happen.
What's getting you that I said that everybody's entitled to a home and a roof
because
over
it's not
head? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Maybe because I was brought up different to you, John. I was brought up to work for everything that
you
had.
You weren't brought up different.
Don't curse me for a start. Maybe I was brought up to learn that everything you get in this life, you work for yourself. That's the way I was brought up.
The fact of the matter is, Jeremy, I do work. And I go and get stuff for myself, and I do do.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking
let me go back to the conversation.
50,000 people tomorrow decided to pack in their job because, you know,
okay,
what?
Okay, you're being very hypothetical. No, the fact of the matter is that this woman, and this is, it goes back to what John said, it is inhumane, for a woman and her two children to be living in. And that's Jeremy, you be honest. That's a kip of a hotel room.
I'm looking at the hotel room.
It's very, very basic.
Well, I wouldn't bring a first date there. Let's put it that way. No,
exactly. You would not like to be in that room for a whole year. You wouldn't. And I think...
Well, it's a basic necessity. A house is a necessity. It's needed.
And do you believe... Okay, do you believe...
So's a job, John. There you go. Yeah.
Do you believe... By the way, we don't... Do we know that this woman isn't working?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you believe, John, that she should sue the state?
Absolutely. And if it does gain momentum, it might give them a kick up the arse to get it going and get it
Supposing 1,000 people tomorrow, yeah, who are staying in hotels at the moment. Supposing 1,000 people tomorrow decide to sue the government, yeah? Oh, how dare they put us up in this hotel? I wanted the Shelburne and I didn't get the Shelburne. I got a 3-star hotel.
If
1,000 people sued the government tomorrow and won. And suppose they all won 100 grand each or something like that, yeah?
Might give them a bond up to get a house, yeah.
Okay, so that's that might be, 10 million gone out of the budget for housing. Oh, you've no idea.
Stay there for a second, John. Everybody is entitled to a house, and this woman should sue the state for being left to languish in a hotel room for the last year, says John. Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
How are you getting on, lads?
Good, thanks, Niamh. What do you make of that? Yes, the state should be sued.
Look, I just came on there when Claire was talking, and my views and beliefs very much align with what she was saying. This conversation always frustrates me because I just think, you know, there's poverty traps. Yes, there's a housing crisis. Absolutely. Social housing needs to be looked at. But at the end of the day, and I hear where John is coming from as well, we do have the right to obviously have housing. And we do have a constitutional right, and that's obviously protected by our Bunracht na Héireann and our proclamation and all the rest of it.
Well, no, we don't have we don't have a constitutional right to housing. We don't.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. And I suppose that's a conversation for another day in terms of there will be a housing referendum in the next year or so in terms of home ownership and all the rest of it. But as I said, that's a conversation for another day. The reason I suppose this conversation sickens me is I hear John saying there, you know, they've the right and they should be able to sue. Mm. It's this element of, you know, demanding, and Jeremy said it as well, the entitlement. You know, at the end of the day, they're saying there about, you know, social housing, being able to own a house and it should be provided for you and all the rest, the roof put over your head. She's got running water. She's got a roof over her head. She's got a place to put her children down at night. You know, her...
I know, but it's not ideal. It is not ideal. And like I said,
Hang on a second.
Sorry, can I just put this, you know, for a second?
Yeah, go on.
Think of it like this. How many students, how many working young professionals, single people, couples, are living in small, tiny double rooms, sharing rooms of how many people?
I'm aware of all that. Yes, I'm aware of all that.
You know, think of it like that. Like, and it frustrates me there. He said about the being entitled and all the rest of it. What about, like, and Jeremy said it as well, he touched on it, and it's not normally I agree with Jeremy, but I'm agreeing with him today in terms of home, working hard for your home. What about, like, all of the millions of people who do own homes, who contribute on a day-to-day basis? They pay their taxes, you know, as the woman before said about commuting across the country. Like, there are sacrifices that people are making just to be able to own a home, to have a bit of pride in what they actually have and be able to have their children one day.
The point
that she's making, Adrian, is that you said it's not an ideal situation living in a hotel. Yeah. We know that's not an ideal situation.
Obviously.
Don't be stupid, Adrian. However, it's not an ideal situation that there's couples paying $1,800 a month for a mortgage and their kids can't even have separate bedrooms. They're all in the same bedroom together. Right, that's not ideal either.
But you're missing the point. If this lady had been in the hotel room for 3 months and was giving out, I'd say, yeah, ridiculous. It's not. This is a year and it could be another 6 months.
And it could be worse. She could be on the street. She's not. She has a roof over her head. She has.
It could be worse.
That hotel room you were looking at, it's like a bloody prison cell.
No, it's not. It's not.
John, what do you say to all of this? She should be grateful.
Living in a slum.
No. There is no gratefulness here. And there's bullshit, whatever the last caller's name is. You know,
Niamh,
I'll tell you what, Niamh, here's the thing. Jeremy's after saying the same thing basically as you said. Now, Jeremy goes out and he's after saying it, and I know what he's after saying there, and he works hard and he's working 10 jobs and this, that, you know. That's good enough. That's great. So Jeremy has what he has. This girl, unfortunately, hasn't got a pot to piss in. She's in the back of a hotel room somewhere. Here's the fact. It is the government's fault. It is the government's fault that she's here. The government, and here, don't forget it, Adrian as well, and Jeremy, the banks fucked this country too. This is why this country is so bad with the housing situation that it is today. And let's not forget that.
Here we go.
No, seriously. We'll bring it all to the table, Jeremy. Bring everything to the table. And look, you can say what you like, Jeremy. Social housing has to be looked at in a big time way. And it is.
It is. At this moment, the state is building more housing.
Not fast enough.
But it is. The fact of the matter is, though, and this is the argument that I'm hearing from people like Niamh, that it's not ideal, but at least she has a roof over her head, which she does.
Can I just come in there, sir? Not everybody actually has that. You know, there are people living, you know, on the streets. We think, you know, it's not as if, as I said, her personal, physical, say, you know, it's not as if she's under immediate threat. She actually has a place, you know, while it's small, it's not ideal.
I get where you're coming from, Niamh.
You know, but look, I just might give you a bit of background. Just let her finish.
Go on, Niamh.
Me, myself, I'm not living at home anymore, but like I grew up in the Midlands, so I about 45-minute commute from Dublin. If I had to chosen to work there, and for me, I just knew myself that's not going to be feasible, no matter what job I'm in or, you know, in the future, I'm just not going to be able to afford that. I'm not going to even look in that direction. It would have been very, you know, and even if I was back living at home now, even the 45-minute commute, whether it was living in Dublin or travelling every day, that's not feasible financially. I knew that I was going to be putting myself in an untenable position. I wasn't going to be able to afford to live there. So, and I agree with what the previous caller said about move elsewhere, and you will be able to.
No, we won't, Niamh. I'm going to stop you there. Hold on for a minute, Niamh. This woman is from Dublin. She's living in a shitty hotel. She's entitled to stay in Dublin. She grew up in Dublin. She's entitled to a house in Dublin. No matter fucking what.
John, where do you draw the line? John, can I say something to you there? I was listening to the bullshit you were spewing there in the last minute. Yes. Yeah. You used the word entitled five times in the last minute.
She is entitled to be able to remain there and provide a house over her own head.
Put it this way. I couldn't actually afford a house in the Midlands now because of all the mass exodus of people moving from Dublin.
Attend your local county council for a house.
It would be private ownership for me because, again, I made the sensible decision not to get into that rat race in Dublin.
Don't be going on here giving it out to everybody else.
Sorry, John, I'm not speaking to you in the same way that you're speaking to me, so I'd respect you.
Because you're not making any sense, Niamh. Hang on, John. She is making sense.
Hold on, Adrian.
She's entitled to a house the same as everybody else in this country. She goes to her local council.
But she has made the decision to stand on her own two feet.
And that's her decision. Yeah. That's her decision. That's it. Fair play to her. If she wants to go and get it and go and get the mortgage or do whatever she wants, go and get it. Fair play to her. I'm fighting for the people that are living in shitty hotels and they need a fucking house ASAP before they absolutely do something to themselves or do something stupid.
That's a very general statement to make before they do something to themselves. There's plenty of people who have their own homes trying to pay mortgage repayments and try to feed their children that are in private homes. Are you telling me these people aren't, you know, to the pin of their collar as well and struggling as well? This entitlement has got to stop. At the end of the day, entitlement, it can't, you know, at what point are you cutting off your nose to spite your face? You have to say, right, this is not feasible for me anymore. Instead of turning around, the fact of the matter is, Niamh, she's entitled to better. She has to then go out there and provide that for yourself. Niamh, do you not agree that it is not good that a woman and two children are living in a hotel room?
And a cape of a hotel room at that.
It's inhumane.
It is. And I agree. It is. It's not what any mother would want for their children. And I agree. Yeah, our anger needs to be aimed at the government. But at the end of the day, if they're not able to make, and I mean, they make false promises. And before anybody says anything about politics, I'm apolitical. I think no matter who's going to be in government, they'll do you one way or the other. But what I just think we need to be very careful about this, you know, social housing. This is the only way. Yes, we do need more social housing. But at the other side of it then, you know, at what point then does the private homeowner, the people who are going out working, commuting, paying extortionate amounts of, you know, tax and all the rest of it, trying to make
ends meet. I'm not disputing this for 1 minute,
Niamh. Put to us, do you know, and I just, it's very,
no, hold on for a minute, Niamh.
I don't want that woman to live in a hotel. That's not the way to be living. Like, that's not life. But at the end of the day, if at what point is it, do you say enough is enough, right? I need to get out of here. This is not what I want for my children. I don't want to be living in this hotel. There are affordable homes to be got in Ireland. If she
where
wants
are
if she wants a nice
where are
sorry?
Where's these affordable homes, Niamh? Sorry. Where's these affordable homes?
There's plenty of affordable homes if you just
move
away from Dublin. Sorry?
And go where? Where in the middle of our back arse of nowhere down in Cork or something? But, is that what you're telling me?
Well, Cork is actually, you know, very much on par with Dublin's population. Okay, it's obviously.
You don't have great fucking ideas, man.
City. But I mean, you don't really have any ideas yourself, John. You just say, let her stay there.
You all seem to think that there's homes for rent, there's hack schemes, there's this. But it's full
no, I never said anything about rent. Nothing. I said about
but again, again, back to the point of this conversation, John. You believe that this woman is entitled to a better roof over her head than a hotel room in North Dublin, and she should sue the state.
Well, and I tell you what, fair play to her. Fair fucking play to her.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Michelle is annoyed listening to this.
Hi, it's just quite a few minutes of his live there, and I'm shocked at Adrian's comments, like saying that the hotel she's in is very small rooms, right? You look at how much you're paying on your mortgage, and do you think that is justifiable for what we're getting? Like, my mortgage is absolutely extortionate. Like, it's ridiculous. So if I was about 18 months, if they give me room in a hotel for free, I can still work, I can still go out and exercise, I can still do everything, I'm not bedbound, I take it. And I'm just surprised that Adrian is saying, oh no, it's not okay. Like, and I'm always on Team Adrian, always. But yeah, I just, there's no excuse. And that other girl, just let the voice know, nailed it on the head. There's free preschool, part-time job. There you go, hon. There is just far too much entitlement in this country. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
A lot of people very annoyed with this conversation on Opinions Matter.
Adrian basically wants people who are... And by the way, I have the...
Adrian what?
So much sympathy for someone who doesn't have their own roof over their head. It really is. It must be awful that you can't... Your kids can't have birthday parties, that you can't have play dates with your kids' school friends. What did the kids even tell their schoolmates? Where do you live? Oh, I live in the hotel on the Swords Road or whatever the case may be. It's awful. However, if we're to go by your communist views, yeah, you basically want everyone in the Shelburne. You want those families.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, that's what
no. No, they shouldn't be in a hotel room at all. Any type of a hotel room, especially a kip like that.
They shouldn't be in a hotel room, yes. There's lots of things. We shouldn't have to work two jobs to keep a roof over our head. Yeah, people shouldn't have to emigrate. There should be enough jobs in Ireland. But living.
I'm going to say to you one more time. Look at that photograph of that room.
The photograph in the hotel.
Would you live in that for a whole year? No, you wouldn't.
Okay, if it was live there or live under the bridge at the M50, yes, I'd take that. Is a 3-star hotel. I'd love to tell you all, by the way, where the hotel that she's staying in is. I mean, this is a hotel that I've stayed. You've stayed here before, actually, didn't you? Years ago. Yeah. The rooms are actually not. Describe the room that we're looking at there. Oh, hang on. That's a bit of a bigger room, isn't it? Oh, there it is. Look, there's the room. Yeah. No,
very, very, very basic. Very basic.
Yeah, I know. They should have really put
it. For living in.
A jacuzzi in.
Be grand to stay there for a night, not for 365 of them. Been asked to play this voice note from Robert and get a comment from John on this. Have a listen.
How are you, lads? Interesting topic today. Just in relation to Claire and the other caller that was just on, that lady, Niamh, they're dead right. You have to cut your cloth to measure. You know yourself, from working lads, you don't always live where you want. I'm sure if you've had the chance to live, you know, in the K Club in Strathfin, or to live in Fox Rock or something, you'd have taken in a heartbeat, but you cut your cloth to measure. Same as I'd love to live in Dublin or near Dublin. I work full time, I've always worked, never been on social welfare, thank God. I can't afford to live in Dublin. So you have to live within your means. Yes, I'm not saying what's happened to that lady, yes, it is horrible. But what gives her the right then to live in Dublin? Why can't she have a house in Mayo, Roscommon, Longford, Louth? You know, there's plenty of places there living to live that's affordable. If there's a council house, go and give it to them. And I don't think it's bad in the sense that, why is it that people that are working, young couples or nurses or doctors or teachers or gardas, why do they have to make the big commute? When they should be living in the city because they're contributing to the better society and the taxes which afford for the social welfare and pay all that. And why is it that when they give the housing, that they're giving it to people that don't work that should be living there? I just don't see the relevance. I think it should be the opposite. The people that are working should be living in the city and the surrounding satellite towns. And the people that aren't working, yes, of course, give them a house. I'm not saying that, but move them out further down the country. Because they're not contributing to the tax.
Well, John, what do you say to that? If you're not working and you require housing, you should be moved off down the sticks because the workers in Dublin need the housing. That's really what he
said. The only thing I can say to that, and the only thing I have to come back on that one is, Edwin, is idiotic. It's stupid. I'd never hear that in my life. It's the absolute most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. The fact of the matter is, and I'm not to listen to everybody there, the fact of the matter is, Adrian, Jeremy chose to buy a house. Adrian Kennedy chose to buy a house. Nobody told you that you had to buy a house. You could have went and got a council house like everybody else that wanted a council house.
Oh, my God. Your point is bollocks, then, pardon my French. Because,
it's not bollocks.
Because if everybody took your attitude and, oh, I won't bother trying to save up for a house. I won't bother working to get a mortgage. The council will give me a house. Do you think that there's a bottomless pit in this country? You seem to think this is like a game of Monopoly where there's just little plastic houses and hotels to give out to everybody. One for everybody in the audience.
Club, you can live in the fucking K Club if you want to live in the K Club. It's up to you what you want. You can live in a council house if you want to live in a council house. That's your choice, Jeremy. That's what I'm fucking saying. That's my fucking point here. Exactly.
If everybody took your attitude, the country would be bankrupt. Adrian, would you agree with me on this? The country, if everybody took John's attitude,
the country would be. However, hang on for 1 second. There is something very wrong with a woman and two children living in that kip of a hotel room for a year.
It's a three-star hotel.
You can see the photograph of one of the rooms in this hotel. It's not this woman's particular room, as the thumbnail on this podcast today. It is a kip of a room.
Jeremy, do you know another thing I wanted to say to you?
Yeah.
There's hundreds of thousands of people living in council houses that walk their bollocks off every day of the week.
I was brought up in a council house myself.
Just because you have a council house doesn't mean you're on the fucking dole. And that stigmata has to get fucked out the window straight away. I was brought up in a council house. My mother and father, they sold their council house when they got the chance to buy it. And went off and done it that the life for themselves. It's not only that you get a council house here for the rest of your life. It's up to you to better yourself. But what I'm saying is, if you wanted to get that council house, you signed up for it. It was a choice. You didn't want it. As you said, you went for a mortgage.
God, you're boring me.
Everybody is entitled to a house.
Stay there for a second, John. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you,
Sled? Good, thanks, Vanessa. Well, what did you want to say on this? Everyone is entitled to a house, and this woman should sue the state because she's been left languishing in a hotel room for the last year.
I think it's very sad that we've gotten to a place, and it's not just in Ireland, it's everywhere, where an adequate roof over your head is seen as entitlement and selfish. I really think it's sad because it's a basic human need. Now, I was working full time. I was 5 months pregnant, and my landlords, 2 weeks after saying that I had an extra year in my apartment, turned around and said, oh, our family needs it, so you're out on your arse. So through no fault of my own and the fact that I was working full time, I became homeless. and I declared myself homeless. They wanted to put me up in a room, again, heavily pregnant, fourth floor, no lift, with a newborn. I got onto HAP, and I was told everywhere that I went to look for a house or an apartment or even a one, like a studio, they didn't want babies, they didn't accept HAP, or they just didn't contact you back at all. Now, there's 12,000 people in Ireland at the moment that are homeless. There's over 160,000 empty homes in Ireland that are just left vacant, and they won't do anything. Personally speaking, it is the government's job to intervene when there is a housing emergency and to reclaim those
homes.
Okay,
and what do you think?
Because nobody wants a house to just be handed a house. We're willing to pay.
No, I'm sorry, Jeremy.
We are willing to pay for a roof over our heads, provided we can afford it.
No, there are people. Vanessa, there are people who are work shy.
I was working.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you, but there are people who are work shy.
But this is the problem. A lot of the families that are in those hotel rooms, and because I have met some of them, a lot of the families and who are facing homelessness are working full time. They are willing to pay for the roof over their heads. And what always happens in this conversation is that we are ridiculed as if to say having a basic human necessity is selfish.
Okay, so what do you think of the fact that this woman has been in a hotel room for the last year with her two kids?
It's shameful. It is shameful, especially given the fact that they're empty houses. They just, they're not affordable. Now, there is a European Convention of Human Rights that Ireland has signed up to. And under Article 3 of the European Human Rights, it talks about degrading behaviour. So in my view, having two young children and two adults or one adult living in a, as you said, a basic room with no cooking facilities and very limited facilities for the children, whether that's playing, whether that's educational, that is part of the problem. And it can come under, and this was warned about in 2004, that they can actually bring a case to the High Court regarding
Do you think that she should?
If it's going to make the government actually give a rat's ass about the people who are living in this country, then yes, because it's about time they actually started looking at us rather than ordinary people, rather than what's going to make a quick buck.
Isn't it about time that people start taking on personal responsibility and realising that you make of your life what?
Listen to what Vanessa said. She was living in a place.
I'm not talking about
the landlord sold the place. She was left homeless.
Yeah.
She's willing to pay. There's just nowhere for her to live.
I get that. That is a problem.
Because of what has happened and because of other things, I decided there was no future for me or my son. So I left. I left the country.
And you now live
and
abroad.
I live in Scotland. I have a roof over my head. I have a back garden. I have a future for my son. And it's something that I did not see in Ireland. I ended up in my mum's front room for 6 months with a newborn.
I remember talking to you at the time, Vanessa, about being made homeless.
A two-bed house with my sister, my niece, my nephew, me and a newborn, and my mum. That is degrading. Because we are adults, we should be treated as adults. And what Jeremy is saying is that these broad spectrum bullshit of, you have to get personal responsibility. We don't control housing.
I know, but
we don't control the prices of housing.
Yes.
No. We don't control the price of housing. We don't control anything to do with the rent pricing. We don't control who people accept in their houses. And what's worse is that there are people out there, there are companies out there that are buying up the stock.
Okay, that's all wrong.
Vanessa,
I'm not disagreeing with you. That is all wrong. But you turned around there literally 20 seconds ago and you said that the government should treat us like adults. And that was that was one of the first things I said an hour ago, is that if the government is to treat us like adults, adults, by their very nature, should be able to be left alone in this life and be able to fend for themselves. That's in the same way.
Some people need help.
If that's the case,
why the hell would you have a government if it's not to look after the interests of the people that they are elected by?
Vanessa, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second, because I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Jess.
John and Vanessa here are exactly alike. You both need some humble pie. I don't care what circumstances make you homeless. Grow up, take some initiative, and earn your fucking home. I don't work for my taxes to go for Sally down the road to be given a house. Pure gifted a house. It's fucking ridiculous. And I am sick to death of people like John with their near communist ways that, like, oh, the government should provide for you, blah, blah, blah. Well, no. It's your own grown up responsibility. You're an adult. Go get your own house. If you're a parent, it's the only basic thing you do for your children, to have a fucking home. And I'm fucking sick of it. And I'll gladly dose you this bit of humble pie. It's all a lack of ambition and fucking initiative.
Vanessa, I'm going to let you respond to that.
Yeah, I went to every house that was advertised on Daft and a few other sites. I went to every single one of them, heavily pregnant. I had a deposit. I had a job. I was willing to pay. I was willing to go outside of Dublin, even though I was working full time in Dublin. I was willing to go anywhere. And the fact of the matter was, even though I was working, even though I had reserves, I was able to pay, I was willing to pay, I was willing to travel, there was still no one willing to take me on. And the reason being is because the queue was out the door.
Okay, stay there for a second, Vanessa. I want to bring in Eddie. You're on Opinions Matter, Eddie. How are you?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this?
Adrian, first of all, the Irish Constitution says everyone has a right to shelter, right? It doesn't say everyone has the right to a home. And they're actually talking about a referendum to change the wording. But the problem is, if they change that wording to everyone's entitled to a home, then everybody will be suing them left, right and centre. So they won't change it. Now, I agree with Vanessa. She's moved to Scotland, right? I've just come back from a weekend in Liverpool. A friend of mine over there has done well for himself and he has his own business. He's trying to get me to move over there because of my life here. I work 48 hours a week and I can't afford to rent somewhere in Dublin. So you say, okay, well then move out of Dublin. Then I have to give up my job. His brother over in Liverpool is paying £450 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. I sent him a screenshot of a two-bedroom apartment in Willowbrook in Lugan, €2,300. He says, how do you supposed to survive? I said, exactly. The government have failed us. I should be able to go out and do a job. And they say you're supposed to spend 40% of your income on housing. The housing here, I would be spending 100% of my income on renting. And then I wouldn't be able to pay for utilities and stuff. And I actually fear for me nephews start coming up behind me and my nieces, because this country has just gotten to a point now where, unless you're an absolute brain surgeon or a tour level education, it's literally impossible to get a housing ladder.
Let me ask you a question.
He's 45, a chap I work with. He's 100 grand saved and he got refused mortgage approval last week. I mean, that boy at a house in Liverpool. This country has just gone to the dogs.
Okay, let me ask you your opinion on the woman with her two children living in a hotel room for the last year and her brother urging her to sue the state.
Well, as much as I agree with Vanessa, I also agree with Jeremy. There has to be personal responsibility. Like I always say on this show, don't live beyond your means. And the most irresponsible thing you can do in life is bring a child into the world that you can't afford to keep. I could have went down that road, but I knew I didn't have the best job. I knew I didn't have the best pay, so I chose not to have children. I was responsible in that respect. And the amount of people I see that are 17 and 18 and they're just lashing kids out with no family planning, single mothers, with no concept of where the future's going or how they're going to do it. And that's adding to the problem. Your woman that wants to sue, no, it just fall on deaf ears. The government to say, look, she's already living beyond her means and the government have stepped in and put a roof over her head, i.e. a shelter, which the Constitution says, so she wouldn't get anywhere.
Okay, so you do have sympathy, though, for the woman living there for the last year?
A little bit.
You have to. You'd be made of stone if you don't have a heart.
Hold on, at the same time, her life choices have got her to that point. Do you know what I mean?
Now, I don't know the circumstances she found herself in homelessness. You heard Vanessa's story. She was living quite happily in rented accommodation and the landlord sold her from under her and she had to get out. She was literally left homeless despite the fact that she'd been renting for a long time.
Yeah, and I have sympathy with Vanessa because she's a working professional. She's well-spoken. She's trying to do everything right. I told you before on this show, I have a friend who's living with two special needs kids in a house. And when the eviction ban got lifted, they told her you had to be out. So there was 29 HAP properties in the whole country. She emailed every single one. She was approved for £500 a week HAP. As soon as they heard she had kids, not one of them even emailed her back. So we all kitted out her camper van for her to live in full time. But now she's actually got a stay of execution for a while. But our future is still uncertain. And that shouldn't be in this country. No, we're one of the richest countries in the world.
It's disgraceful. I want to just squeeze in one final call. And that's you, Melissa. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Melissa. What did you want to say on this?
Well, just in relation to the fella that was on there previous, he was had full sympathy for the lady with the two kids with additional needs, but doesn't have sympathy for the woman living in a hotel room. She might not be as well spoken as his friend, maybe. That's a slightly classist attitude to have. I just wanted to say
okay,
that.
Okay, and what's your attitude to the woman living in the hotel room for the last year? What are your feelings on that?
I don't personally agree with suing anybody. Circumstances really dictate it. However, it's gotten beyond a joke now. Like, it's the housing situation in this country is the worst it has ever been. And if this is the only option for the government to actually take action, it might be the only thing that she has left to do.
All right.
She's been living there for a year. We're not talking about emergency.
And that's
anymore.
What I was saying earlier on.
Accommodation should be a couple of weeks at maximum.
Absolutely.
Until they get her somewhere to stay.
Not a year. Definitely not a year.
No.
All right, Melissa. Thanks very much indeed. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note. This is John.
How are you doing, lads? Yeah, I was just listening to this subject there. There's a lot of people that live in council areas and found it financially hard. That with the address from where they come, find it hard to get a job, a decent job, with the address they put forth, no? Imagine being a single mother with two kids and your address is in a hotel. Not many people are going to take you on. That's my opinion anyway. I think, you know, things need to happen before people fall into that hole. You know, council areas and council estates should be just a bridge to the next level, you know, and people permanently staying in social welfare housing, it's just not the way to go. But it's very difficult, and I feel sorry for your one that's in the hotel, because I don't know many employers that would take a single mother on now with very young kids and gives an address as a hotel.
That's a great point, John, and you're dead right in everything that you say there. I have to say, the lack of empathy from a lot of people, including yourself, for this woman living in a hotel room for the last year is unbelievable.
Yeah, sickening, really. Oh, sorry, you're including me in that as well?
No,
don't. Sorry, Noel has been back on to us. And Noel, of course, was the man who gave us this topic in the first place. And he's a bit upset about the comments he's heard. I won't read his full message because it's about 6 pages long. And Noel, the thing about this show is you never know what you're going to get, variety of opinions. And I know you weren't happy with some of the stuff I said. However, the one thing that's come out of this conversation from reading the message, well, what he says is, lads, after listening to this discussion, a lot of your callers have hearts of stone. Yeah, that would be probably me as well. I am going to find a solicitor for my sister.
He's going to do that.
She's suing.
Okay.
Watch this space.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new episode. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.